This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. Gun control is going to be an issue when the legislature meets under a new governor next year. Lawmakers heard four gun measure proposals this week at a meeting in Albuquerque, and at the same time, former Congresswoman Gabrielle Gifford was in town to talk to children at the Domenici Center for Health Science at UNM. So it's very much on folks' minds. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
The four proposals, most of which will at least become bills, were revealed at an all-day meeting at UNM, where a panel of lawmakers listened to high school students, cops, and gun owners. There was a non-binding resolution this year at the session that would have required background checks, but even though it would have had no effect in law, it died. The four proposals include one from Senator Richard Martinez, an Espanola Democrat, who wants background checks for all gun sales, private and public. He says it will be skinnier than the one this year, but there is concern about how the police are going to have time to do the background checks on all firearm sales. More after this. The second proposal from Albuquerque Democratic Representative Deborah Armstrong would require judges take guns away from domestic abusers while restraining orders are in effect. Another Democrat, Representative Damon Eli from Corrales, said he would like household members or police to take guns away from someone they believe is an imminent threat, at least temporarily. There would be penalties for false petitions. Then two teenagers, Sophia Lucez and Julia Mazzal, presented the panel with a proposal they're working on with Representative Linda Trujillo from Santa Fe. It would make gun owners liable if they fail to secure their firearms, allowing access to kids. Then, also at UNM, Gabrielle Giffords, former U.S. representative from Arizona, who was one of 13 shot at a Tucson grocery store in 2011, and her husband, astronaut Kelly Giffords, met with kids about guns. Kelly asked the nine students in the room which, if any, knew someone who had been shot. All nine raised their hands. Second question was how many know more than one person who's been shot? Three hands. Third question, how many of you have been shot at? Three hands went up. Student leaders from Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Santa Fe, and Santo Domingo Pueblo, who were part of the New Mexicans to Prevent Gun Violence and the March for Our Lives, were at the discussion in the Domenici Center. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
Kelly said to them, if you ask the question of who knows someone who's been shot in any other developed country, the answer would probably be no one. Giffords told the kids it's a very scary time, and she said, quote, racism, sexism, lies, violence, it's time to stand up for what's right. It's time for courage, end quote. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.